As we reported, the United States has imposed tighter screening procedures on certain passengers traveling to this country. But the U.S. also lifted a travel restriction today. That's the 22-year ban on anyone with HIV or AIDS entering the country. The ban was introduced at the height of fears about a global AIDS epidemic. Legislation lifting the HIV/AIDS travel ban came into effect today. President Obama says that the ban was not compatible with American ambitions of becoming a world leader in the fight against AIDS. The ban did have one tangible effect on that ambition, says Rachel Tiven, who heads the advocacy group Immigration Equality.
There has not been a major AIDS conference in the United States since 1990, so 20 years in which the U.S. has missed out on a chance to host and really showcase the work on combating the epidemic.
That's set to change. The 2012 World AIDS Conference will be held in Washington.
And that brings 25,000 delegates from around the world to the United States to address the most recent terrific research.
The Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights group, also hailed the end of the ban. The group's president said, "Today, a sad chapter in our nation's response to people with HIV and AIDS has finally come to a close, and we are a better nation for it."